trust that is your desire, your testimony that you're stirred up this afternoon, that that's your determination, that I'm not willing for anything here to hinder me, to keep me out of heaven. I have a burden that the Lord's been dealing with me about for a while. I've shared some of the thoughts of it from time to time, but I feel like the Lord has something in it for us this afternoon. I'd like to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Seven and ten. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Read that scripture and I've thought about it and pondered the meaning and wondered what is it saying to us. Warning us that we're not to ask or to say or to consider. What is the cause that the former days were better than the ones that we're in? Now, I find that we enjoy sometimes talking about the good old days. And Cracker Barrel, if you've been there, they're tailored to the good old days. Whenever you walk in the store, the restaurant, and you look at the items that they have displayed, the merchandise, it calls back to mind an era that's gone by. That's a time that many look back upon and remember and call it often the good old days. And I don't believe this scripture is saying, don't do that. Don't look back and don't remember and don't cherish memories. But I'd like for us to consider this afternoon the warning that it's giving to us. Be careful whenever you're saying, why is it that those days that I'm looking back upon, why is it that they're better than the days that we're in today? The scripture in Hebrews says, call to remembrance the former days. The times that whenever you were, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Remember that. Call to mind those times. Call to mind the battles that you've been through. Remember the Ebenezer stone, the monuments that the Lord instructed His people. Whenever I give you the victory, whenever you win the battle, I want you to erect something in remembrance. I want it to be something that whenever you pass by this way, you can look and remember the Lord met me here. The Lord did something for me there. It's something that not only in our life is a foundation and a strength, but for my children. It says you take the stones across the river and you set them up. And whenever your children ask you, what do those stones mean? You have something to give them. You have a story. You have a testimony to tell them. This is what the Lord did. This is how the Lord worked in our lives. I'm thankful that we have those memories. I'm thankful for our heritage. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done in my life. The places that I can look back on, that I draw strength from. The times whenever I come up against something in my life and think I haven't faced something like this before. But I remember one time when I faced another place and the Lord met me there. The Lord gave me the victory. Those are times that we look back on, that we draw strength from. So I say that to bring out the point, I don't believe this scripture is saying, don't look back upon the past. Don't look back upon what the Lord's done in the former days. Don't look back and remember how the Lord has worked in your life or in the lives of the saints, the testimonies of the saints. You remember those things. We're to draw strength from it. We're to be stirred up by the remembrance of those things. But there is a warning and a caution that He's given us. And it's found the key of it here is better than these. Whenever you're looking back on the former days, whenever you're looking back and remembering the good old days, as people call it, there is a caution to us that I not begin comparing those with these days. That I not begin looking at those and saying, you know, those were the days whenever things were, and we can look in our country. We see changes. Think of the song, change and decay, and all around I see. O thou that changest not, abide with me. I don't believe this scripture either is saying just stick your head in the sand. And don't realize that changes are happening about you. Don't realize that this is an evil time that you're living in. We're instructed to be aware of the signs of the time, to be aware of the times that you're living in. But at the same time, the warning to us is don't minimize the grace of God for your day. Whenever you're looking upon your day, the caution and the danger to me is that I can look back and think, if only I lived in those days. If only I lived back in the time whenever this country was ripe for revival. I can read back in the history books of ministers back in the 1700s. Whenever they'd go from town to town to town, preaching the gospel message, and people coming out by the flocks, and there were towns that were changed. The face of the nation, they hungered for revival. They hungered for the truth. You know, I can look back upon those days and say, if only I lived in those days. If only I was in a different time. The use of the good old days many times is said in disparagement of this day, of the times that we're in now. But I want us to realize in all the change that we see, and all around that's happening, and the change and the decay that we see in the country around us, there is a constant. There is a God, the God of our fathers, that met our fathers in the days gone by, that met them in their battles and their difficulties, is still here for us today, in this day and age, in this time. And so the caution is for us, in looking back on the good old days, realize our God is still the same. Realize that our God has not changed any. Circumstances have changed. Times have changed. People in some ways have changed. But our God has never changed. And His grace has not changed. And so for the day and age and time that we're in, Lord, help us, as we heard this morning, be stirred up in our minds. May we rise to the challenge and rise to the occasion in our day and in our time that we're living in, with the difficulties and challenges that we face. Lord, help us not to minimize the grace of God in our day. I believe one of the effects that it can have on us, if we're not careful, we can use the remembrance of the good old days as a cloak for subpar living, or as a cloak for subpar service. If only I was in those times. It'd be so much easier, Lord, to work for you in this time and in this day. We talked some with the home congregation a while back on some of these thoughts and asked, what would you say were the good old days? If you were asked, what would you say looking back on our country or on our lives, what were the good old days in your mind? Some said, well, maybe it was the 50s, right after we got out of World War II. Well, maybe it was this time in our country. But you know, it's easy for us to have selective memories. It's easy for us to not see the entire picture. There were challenges in those days. There were difficult places in those times. Ask not. Be careful in inquiring, why are the former days better than these? What about the time of the flood? Were those the good old days? Whenever evil and wickedness was rampant and the imagination of man's hearts were only evil continually? What about the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? What about the time of the Hebrew children's captivity? Were those the good old days? We heard the testimony about we hanged our harps upon the willows. You know, in that kind of place, I could look back and think, oh, for the good old days. I remember the good old days. I remember back in such and such time. But the challenge for us, it's not time to sit down. It's not time to hang our harps on the willows, but this is our day. Lord, help us to rise, to tune your harps, ye ransom throng, the song says, in this day and in this time. Lord, help us that we play a song that the world can hear. Scripture talks about a cloud of witnesses. You know, those that have gone before in these times, we tend to think sometimes this is the most wicked time that we've seen. And in many ways, in recent times, it is. But you look back at some of these times, look back at Sodom and Gomorrah. You look back at the time of the persecution and martyrdom of the church. But yet there were a people that found God's grace sufficient. There were a people throughout it all, no matter what happened. And you know one thing about the good old days? every generation could probably point back and say the good old days. I might could look back and think, you know, my parents had it better than I have. My parents, they were in better circumstances and in a spiritual sense in the world and surroundings. But you know, they also could look back and say the good old days. And you go back, let's say the 1950s. Perhaps that generation could say, oh, I remember the good old days. I remember back in the good old days. Lord, help us that we realize this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day, in this time that we live in. Lord, I'll rejoice in it because you are here. I don't fear tomorrow. As I was impressed as we heard today, I don't fear tomorrow because God is there. I don't fear the times that I'm in so much because God is here with me. And I know that He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. Grace of God, Scripture says in Titus, that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying worldliness, ungodliness, worldly lust, thank you, we should live soberly, godly, and righteous in this present world. Not in the good old days. It wasn't a time gone past that they were able to live holy lives. The saints of old were able to live this way back before things really changed. Back before there was such a difference between us. Back before it meant going out in public modestly. Stood out so much. Back whenever there wasn't such a difference for a sister to go out in a skirt. Maybe I could have victory then. Or on my job, whenever there was more of the fear of God on people's hearts. Whenever there was more of a respect for the things of God. Lord, I could have a greater victory if I was still in those times. But there are opportunities in a time like this. There are opportunities in a time of captivity. There were opportunities in times of Daniel and the three Hebrew children. Whenever everyone else in the crowd was bowing down, that I say, Lord, I'm willing to stand. Lord, I could think back and they at that moment could have thought back, oh, I wish I was in the good old days. Oh, I remember the times whenever we weren't captive. Whenever we were in our own land and in our own houses and able to worship the Lord, we didn't have this oppression to deal with. But yet they stood up in their day and in their time and they said, Lord, I'm willing to stand. Lord, I'm willing to be counted as one of the faithful ones. And so that great cloud of witnesses calls to us in our time, in our day that no other generation has ever faced. May we prove the grace of God sufficient. May we prove it adequate for every test that we face. I'd like to look at the book of Esther. Esther, the fourth chapter. If you remember the story here, Esther, being a Jew, was taken captive and in a strange place, and I'm sure out of her comfort zone, and was called before the king, and had to go and present herself before him, and lived in the palace there. There came a time, and there was conspiracy, as you'll remember, against the Jews, to kill all of the Jews. A time whenever the plot was there to wipe out and exterminate the Jewish nation and people. Like to pick up here in the fourth chapter of Esther and the 13th verse. Mordecai talking to Esther of the times that they were in, the danger of the times and what they were facing. It says, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I've been so challenged by that scripture. The times that we're in, the place in my life that I find myself. It can be easy to say, if only I had a different boss. If only I had different neighbors and different circumstances. If only my home life wasn't what it is. My particular set of circumstances. Oh, if only it was a little different. Perhaps Esther could remember the good old days. But nevertheless, Mordecai's challenge to her was, realize this isn't by coincidence. The time that you're in, God placed you in this time for this moment. Who knows but whether you're come in all the events of your life that have brought you to this place for this moment for the deliverance of the Jews and for your own family and household. And so I want to encourage and challenge us. Whenever I could tend to think, if only I were in another time. If only it were still the good old days. And we all see the dangers. We all, I hope, see the times that we're living in. But my message that I feel like the Lord has for us this afternoon, take courage. This is not the time to sit down, but it is the time to redeem the day. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Because of that, Lord, it's not time to sit down. It's not time to withdraw within myself or to go off in a corner. Daniel didn't go shut the shutters and pray in a closet. Lord, I'm still going to be faithful. I'm still going to be true. I'm still going to prove your grace sufficient and still be willing in this time and in this day. And so the challenge comes to us. Will we stand? Will we be willing in this day? Ask not. Don't spend your time looking upon the past. Yes, we draw strength from it. We draw encouragement from it. We're to stand in the ways and ask, where is the good path? Where is the good way? But in asking that, it's not asking for reliving a form. It is saying, as Elisha said when Elijah went on, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God that he served? That's who I'm looking for. That's what I want. Oh, maybe he thought sometimes, I wish Elijah were still here. Oh, I wish Elijah were here to help me with this one. But I don't need that. I need the God of Elijah. I need him to show himself to me in this time with the place that I'm in. It's not by coincidence. Any one of us in our circumstances of life, Lord, help us to be faithful in that place. Lord, help us in this day and in this time that we'd be true, that we'd be faithful. I'd like to look at the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes as well. Ecclesiastes 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. To pick up in the fourth verse, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that reapeth the clouds, regardeth the clouds, shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whither shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Cast your bread upon the water, because it'll return unto you. Perhaps we could think of this as our financial means or whatever application you want, but give of ourselves. Give of ourselves to the Lord. Empty ourselves out to the Lord, of our substance, of our means, of who I am. Lord, I want to give of myself. I want to, in this time, whenever I see all around that I see, the challenge and the reaction, the response that I want to have, Lord, especially now, I want to give myself. I want to empty. I don't want anything here to hinder me. Now, especially of all times, I want to sell myself out. I want to give myself completely to the Lord. Cast your bread upon the water. It says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. If we allow the things that we see around us to determine how we live our lives for the Lord, we'll always stay huddled back in a little corner. If I allow the threats of the enemy to bring fear in my life, I'll never be able to rise to the place that the Lord has for me. But disregard that. Not regarding what I may see, the song says. I don't look upon that. It's not by the seeing of the eyes. But I want to be able in this time, I want to be able to sow and to cast. And that is, I believe, one of the things that Solomon was warning us about. Be careful in looking back on the good old days. Be careful of asking, why were those days better? Because the tendency can be that I get discouraged. That I can begin to think, because of this, there's no use. I look around and see so many people that are falling away or discouraged, and not living a close walk with the Lord, who's to say that I can do it? If you regard the wind, you'll never sow. If you look at the clouds, you're never going to give of yourself to the Lord. And so I want to encourage us here this afternoon, empty of ourselves to the Lord. In this time, in this day, the scripture we already heard today, the pathway of the just is as a shining light, which shineth how? Brighter and brighter until the perfect day. I've heard before in presidential speeches and candidates and all, trying to tell a country that's looking for hope or looking for someone that's going to help and raise them up and bring them to better times of prosperity and all, give that kind of promise. Our best days are ahead of us. America's best days are ahead, and that resonates with the people. But I want to tell you that promise is not in any man. That promise of better days does not lie in our country. It does not lie in circumstances around us improving. Our hope of a better day is the hope that we sang about. Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave? The pathway of the just is as that shining light. Our hope and our days, our better days, don't have to be in the past. But I can look to the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, of Elijah, and say, Lord, because you're in this day, make this the better day. Because you're in my life, because you hold tomorrow, I have confidence and I have hope that those are the better days, because they shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. As Saul said, hope has brought us through the dangers and temptations of the past. And because of that hope, we fear not those to come, because we can go forward in that grace. Instead of having to look at what's really a mirage, the good old days. Go back to that generation and they say, well, it was the generation before me. Well, it was the generation before me. No, it's every day that the Lord is in it. It's every day that a man or a woman will find his strength of the Lord. In captivity, in difficulty, whatever the situation is, God's grace is sufficient. Lord, help every one of us that in this time, in this day and age, that we'd prove that to be so. You pray for me.